Nearly one in three Irish people have experienced child sexual violence, either in person or online. That's according to figures from the Central Statistics Office. The charity One in Four is launching a report this morning into Irish attitudes to tackling child sexual abuse. Chief Executive of One in Four is Deirdre Kenny, and she joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming in. What exactly do you mean when you say people have experienced child sexual violence?
The CSO statistic from 2023, a survey that they carried out, as I say, 29% of Irish adults have experienced child sexual abuse, either contact offences, so where somebody has experienced that in their childhood, or online. And that's a feature of something that has happened in more recent years. So people may have been exposed or may have been exposed to sexual violence online, or may have experienced it online in terms of the contact that they've had with individuals online.
How did the CSO collect this data, and what exactly did they find?
That was a survey that they did. Again, it was built on the learnings that came from the Savvy report that was done back in 2009, that the statistic that established one in four Irish people. And then unfortunately in 2023, we know it's closer to one in three. So that was a survey that was carried out both in person and online.
And 29% of people across all ages have experienced child sexual abuse in person or online. That seems extraordinarily high.
It's probably not a surprise to people who work in the sector, but yes, it is high. And I suppose the prevalence of sexual violence in Ireland is higher than most people would realise. However, the report that we're launching today looks at the attitudes that we have in society. And certainly the people that we took part in the Red Sea poll that we carried out seemed to understand that. And most of them understood that it was a very high prevalence.
And what do you put that prevalence down to?
I guess in Ireland we have had a lot of conversations about this, a lot of reports and investigations, but we haven't really looked at prevention. So we constantly look at this through a rear view mirror. We haven't really been proactive about preventing it. And I guess some of the barriers that the report highlights, one of them would be invisibility. So this is a very difficult subject to talk about. And we know that survivors feel very alone with that. And often families and communities are not willing to really look at the reality of the situation.
Now, the report also finds that 91% of Irish people feel that society has failed to address child sexual abuse, as you've said there. How are we falling down on this issue, and what more needs to be done?
Again, as I said, prevention is something that we haven't been proactive about. And today we are calling for the government and for society to really get to grips with this and take responsibility. Again, we're looking at what we need, and what is international best practice is a preventative public health framework. And that will look at, I suppose, detecting abuse before it occurs, and making sure that across society we have a true understanding of healthy boundaries, and that universally we understand the root causes of abuse, so we get there before and we can intervene before something happens.
And what can an individual do if they're aware of child sexual abuse?
I think there are important established reporting mechanisms, but one of the biggest issues I think we have is that it's difficult to talk about, and the shame associated with it, and the fact that we can't really come to terms with the prevalence of the issue. So we need a national conversation. We need to start talking about this in a healthy and responsible way.
Well, I presume the recommendation would be to go to the Gardaí.
Yes, I guess, but that's a very big step. I mean, even, I suppose, again, that's looking at it in hindsight when it's actually happened. We need to get to grips with what causes this in the first place, and how we can all, support children to have healthy boundaries. They're being exposed to a lot of material online that are breaking down those boundaries, and that's not something that we're on top of.
So what would One in Four like to come from this report?
Again, we're calling for that public health framework. We're calling for universal education. We're calling for more restrictions and in the online space, and again, a national conversation. Let's start to talk about this in a healthy way.
Deirdre Kenny, Chief Executive of One in Four, thank you very much for coming on the programme.